the Cajun French Music Association. Let's see, who else did we got here? John Guillory Allstate Insurance, and a special endowment from the Best Stop Supermarket in Scott, Louisiana. Oh, yeah, that's the Best Stop. Tonight we've got a treat for you. The first group is you'll see up here on TV shortly, lined up in front of you. You'll learn more about them, Miss Nancy Simon and her group. And following that, the ever-popular Mr. Jamie Berza, who comes to us all the way from Mamou down the road here. And your host tonight, this is a man it's hard to describe. musician, accordion maker, triangle maker, washboard maker, spoon maker, musical spoons, just done everything there is, and more involved in the Cajun French Music Association than anybody I know of. Mr. Larry Miller, right down here. And troublemaker, too. That's right. That's his middle name. So, without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to the Prairie Cajun Fiddlers.
Thank you. right. That was Madame Nancy Simon, or as you would, she'd be called here sometimes, Nancy Simon, and her musical group. That was a Bosco Stomp, an old line Irish hand tune, and so we're glad to welcome you here tonight. And a few things I think you'd need to know about Nancy, because she's an exceedingly talented person and a self-made person. She has taught a group like this for right here in Eunice. She originally grew up in Lafayette, but for 33 years. She has taught classical violin, Cajun fiddle, piano, viola, cello, harp, accordion, guitar, banjo, auto harp, drums, and trombone. She has taught somewhere between 1,200 and 1,300 students here in those 33 years. And she also has not had any formal musical training.
About 5 years of violin lessons.
Yeah, but then that was when you were a baby.
When I was little, yeah.
I mean, that was formal enough.
I guess you can call that formal.
She did get some of that. Okay. Yeah. And then she also plays, in addition to what we mentioned, the auto harp, the musical saw, the nose flute. Nose flute. The kazoo, the dulcimer, the organ, the bagpipe, the harmonica, and the penny whistle. I'm telling you, what a talented person, huh? No doubt that the city of Eunice and the community is very fortunate to have Nancy Simon here with us. And you grew up in Lafayette, and you played with who out there?
When I lived in Lafayette, I played with the Acadiana Symphony and with the orchestra that was called L'Orchestre, and with the USL Opera Guild. And the Allegro String Ensemble, different groups.
So not only classical, but also folk music, traditional music as well. You've done some of that right here.
Right.
You taught yourself that.
Lafayette's not as folksy as we are here in Eunice.
That's correct.
So I got more involved in the Cajun music when I came here. Yeah, even though I'm from Lafayette, but it was mostly here.
Sure. All right, and of course she's also. Family. She has a family with two children, and so she has done it all. So and all, just about everything is self-taught, except that those few years as a child on classical violin.
Right.
And all those instruments are self-taught. So I thought you'd like to know we have quite a jewel in the Eunice community. And you're going to do another song for us?
Yeah, we'd like to play Tizier Noir.
Tizier Noir. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Let it go. Little Black Eyes. La Chalet.
Thank you.
Make them welcome. And well, that wonderful. And, you know, to shape these young people like that. And a couple of years ago, you had an 80-year-old in one of your classes, did you not?
An 80-year-old? Yes.
I heard rumors to that effect.
Yes, yeah. I've had him that age, yes.
Okay, well, all right.
Very we good. Have some here tonight of undetermined ages also.
Well, we just said someone in the past was 80 years old and enrolled in your class, and that's commendable, too.
Some of them
so
do.
So you've done both ends of the scale.
I have. They're as young as 9 up here and
okay.
And older.
One more little tidbit that we kind of touched upon briefly. Besides participating in the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra and the L'Orchestre and the UL Opera Guild and the Allegro String Ensemble, you founded, you accomplished some things here right here in Eunice. You want to tell us about those?
Well, are you asking me about it?
Yeah, I'm asking you. What did you?
Years ago, I started the Eunice String Orchestra.
Okay.
And also the Eunice Suzuki Strings. And the Prairie Cajun Fiddlers, which is this group. And then in 2001, I also founded the Eunice Symphony Orchestra, which is a community organization of about 55 musicians. And I conduct that. I try to conduct it.
That's it. Miss Nancy Simon, almost completely self-taught. Give her a big hand. Okay, the next number is the Blue Runner. What's the origin of that? Is that from Dennis McGee? Or?
No. If I've got it right, I believe that's a Bebe Carrier tune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's right. It's a Creole tune. Okay.
Yeah, it's a Creole tune. And so what we did was pull up our Frottois players tonight who are front and center. And because Creole music often uses a rub board
that's
in
right.
music, well, we decided to do that.
How appropriate.
Okay.
Blue Runner.
All right. By
Eras and Bebe Carrière. La Chile. Blue Runner, a Creole tune. For those of you who are from out of the area and may not know, the Eunice Opelousas corridor, as you could call it, is probably the highest density area that we have for the Creole music. That's music of the descendants of the slaves who were owned by French-owned plantation owners. And they all spoke French, and when they were liberated from the plantations, the Cajuns and the Creoles frequently interacted because we had the same language and understood each other, and the music was co-pollinated. So the old Creole music is very similar to Cajun, the old Cajun music, or vice versa. And then later, the more modern twist of it with rhythm and blues has become Zydeco. There's a little of the Creole musicians left, but glad that you're keeping that up. Okay, the next number is Kaplan Waltz. You gonna guys will sing it?
Yes.
All right. A Nathan Apsher tune, Kaplan Waltz. Okay. Javier Valls, the Kaplan. Okay, all right. Nancy, I wonder if you could designate a couple of students that we could interact with a little bit, ask a few questions, and see what we can dig out.
Okay. How about Gabrielle Ardouin?
Gabrielle Ardouin, would you step to the microphone, please? Okay, all right.
And Annie Huckabee,
all right. Yes. We'll get you right afterwards. Okay. All right, Gabrielle. How old are you now?
I'm 12.
Would you get close to the mic, please?
Yes, sir.
How much?
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old. Wow. Okay. You're getting up there, huh? You get a little closer?
Yes, sir.
I thought you were junior in high school. Anyway, go ahead.
I am in junior high school.
Okay. So how long have you been playing fiddle, violin?
About 2 years.
Okay. So do you enjoy the class here?
I do.
Yep. Do you play other kind of music besides what she's teaching you in class?
No, sir.
The Prairie Cajun Fiddlers?
No, sir.
Not yet? Okay. Have you tried other tunes like stuff that you hear, or All-American tunes, or Anything you hear on radio or?
I do classic.
You do a little bit of classical as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Do you hope someday to become a very good amateur fiddler at least?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you enjoy the class?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Gabrielle Ardwin, thank you. Okay. Wow, we're going to have to step you down, huh? Okay, we'll do it that way. All right. Annie Huckabee, you're not from Arkansas, are you?
No, sir.
Okay, all right. Anyway, a little politics here. All right. Maybe a relative of Mike Huckabee. So how old are you?
10.
You're 10. Okay. You're only 2 years behind her. Okay, that's good. Well, we'll take that. So what grade are you in? Are you from Eunice here?
I'm in fifth, and I am from Eunice.
You're what?
I'm in fifth grade, and I am from Eunice.
Okay, right here. All right, all right. So do you enjoy the class here?
Yes, sir.
Do you play any other instruments?
Not
guitar
really.
Or drums or triangle?
I play in the symphony orchestra.
You play in the symphony. Oh, wow. Right here in Eunice, or you'd have to travel?
It's my orchestra.
Oh, you're okay. All right. Well, you got an inside track. You can go both ways, huh? Well, all right. So you're doing Cajun and
I do classical.
And classical as well. Well, all right. So how do you feel you are doing in the class?
I guess good.
Yeah, it's good. Do you enjoy it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful teacher and a very talented teacher. Maybe you can take her place someday when she retires. Okay.
She made it.
Annie Huckabee. Thank you. Okay, Ms. Nancy. We have one more to go. Chetizo Bal Yedeswar. Thank you. That concludes.
Thank y'all.
Madame Nancy Seymour and her Cajun, Prairie Cajun Fiddlers. Thank you very much, and we'd like to say thank you very much to Ms. Nancy and her group, and also to compliment the parents for having the foresight to get out of your, go out of your way and to have lessons given, music lessons for your children, and more appropriately of the area of our tradition. Okay. We have a few minutes before we get over to the next next group, Jamie Barzani Cajun Tradition. And we'd like to, I think we have special visitors here tonight. We'd like to see if we can locate those two people, Kathy and John Berry. Where are you? Kathy and John Berry. Can't see you. Could you tell us where you are? Anyway, we want to wish them happy anniversary, and she's works with the Louisiana Lieutenant Governor's Office under the Department of Culture and Tourism. So maybe they're upstairs or whatever, but anyway, we want to say happy anniversary to them. That's Kathy and John Berry. Do we have folks that live out of state, out of the area? What state are you from? Arkansas. Well, all right. Well, then you knew what I was talking about when I said if they're related to the governor, huh? Okay. Hey, ex-governor, retired governor. Okay. Well, welcome to Louisiana and Minnesota. Well, all right. You're in the frigid north, huh? Well, you've been having some pretty chilly weather up there, huh? I'm glad you were down here because it was like minus a bunch. Anyway, est-ce qu'on a du monde qui parle français cette soirée? Que du monde ici qui parle français? Est-ce qu'on a du monde de la France ou Québec ou les Maritimes? Do we have any from Francophone nations like Belgium or doesn't look like it? Usually we do. So what are some of the other states that are represented here tonight that we haven't? From where? Mobile, Alabama. All right. Welcome to Louisiana and. Almost next door, and we thank you for coming. Okay. Wisconsin. Wow. Boy, you northerners are seeking warmer weather, I think, huh? Very good. Wisconsin and mighty good. Yeah, that's a wonderful state up there. We go there every year at Dodgeville, near not that far out of Madison, for a Cajun Cultural Weekend, as a matter of fact. So we always have a good time. It's going to be late March this year. All right. Any other states that we have not covered that we, and welcome to Louisiana, Wisconsin. So, New Jersey, wow, you're, that's real Yankee country for sure, huh? Well, welcome to Louisiana, and we appreciate you being here. Some of the other states that folks are traveling from the north up about this time of the year, so it's a good time to come down and visit Mardi Gras. From where? Maine. Wow, that's I think you get the prize for having traveled the furthest, practically, huh? Are you folks speak French? You parle français, ouais? Vous êtes français acadien ou canadien?
Canadien,
ouais, c'est bien. Mais vous êtes pas informé d'acadien. Ouais. Est-ce que c'est le tour de Madawaska ou? Mais c'est là où toi tu viens, non?
Waterville.
Okay. On avait été à Madawaska pour la réunion des Acadiens. Et là, il y aura le Congrès mondial des Acadiens dans 14 à Madawaska et Edmundston aussi. Mais bienvenue à Louisiane. Welcome, Maine folks. And all right, so we're coming along with, we're going to have some more announcements to make as we go along. And, I think we're about ready to get the next group. We'd like to ask you to please put your hands together and welcome Jamie Barzal and the Cajun Tradition Band from Mamou, Louisiana. Thank you. Jamie Barzon, the Cajun Tradition Band. Jamie's from Mamou, Louisiana, and he's been a true blue traditional musician for most of his life, and he has become an icon in the Cajun music scene. All right. So, Jamie, tu parles français, toi?
Oui, je parle un petit peu français.
Un petit peu. Tu peux essayer là-bas?
Je viens de Mamou.
Viens de Mamou. Et les Barza, il y a longtemps, la famille de Barza est là-bas, Mamou, c'est de... origine Mons.
I can't understand.
OK. More monitor.
Yes.
OK. All right. Enfin, let's do one more song. Quand j'étais pauvre, by Dieu Bafa.
On va faire ça.
Petit. Jamie Barzal, Cajun Tradition. OK, Jamie. Alors, tu peux... OK. Jamie, quel âge t'avais quand t'as commencé à jouer l'accordéon?
À quel âge
t'avais, oui?
Longtemps passé.
Après 8 ans, 10
J'avais
ans?
J'avais 10 ans.
15 ans? 10
oui,
ans.
10 ans.
10 years old when he started playing accordion.
Ouais.
For those of you who had not been here before, when this program first began... It was almost entirely in French, and we're getting a little bit fewer and fewer who can respond in French, but we do what we can, and we keep our tradition and our culture going. OK, tu avais 10 ans.
Oui.
Est-ce que qui c'est, t'aimais jouer comme, t'avais espoir de jouer comme quel de les musiciens? Comme,
j'ai pas compris.
Quel de les musiciens qui jouait l'accordéon que tu voulais jouer ton accordéon comme? Who did you aspire to play like?
That's a hard question because I like all of them so much.
You liked all of them?
Yeah, some of my favorites.
Hadley Fontenot and
Nathan Absher
and
It was one of my favorites. There's just a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So I never did really try to play like one in particular.
Yeah. You didn't tailor your music. You just did what you felt.
Yes.
It was maybe a combination of a lot of things. So, okay. All right. So, and you're a lifelong resident so far of Mamou.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Merci bien. Alors, jouez une autre, Amir Connett. And it's a song by Adam Hébert. Et Nathan Abchard et aussi t'es bicormé avec l'écoute de ça. Ben Vaspodose, if you like the waltz, that was a great waltzing number. And we're going to ask a very special person in the group here. Her name is Madeline Berza. Madeline, how are you doing tonight?
Doing okay. Doing okay.
You related to anybody on the stage here?
No.
No.
But you're closely associated.
Yeah, I guess so. I can claim him at least for today.
So, and Madeline, that's your husband, Jamie?
Yes.
Okay. What was your family name?
Martel.
Originally from Eunice. Martel. Okay. And you've been with the band ever since it was formed?
No.
Pretty much? No.
I started about 2 years after they started playing.
That's not bad because you've been playing for 30 years, so that's kind of a pretty large percentage. Well, okay.
Well, welcome.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming, and y'all just sit back and have a good time.
All right. Merci bien. Madeline Berza, give her a big hand. The next number is Où Sit Pot by Adam Hébert. La Chalet.
Oh,
Alors dans ces mondes. To dance, that's got to move you. I just want you to know we'll move on to the next person. The last two numbers were composed by a guy named Adam Hébert, Monsieur Adam Hébert. Monsieur Adam avait fait comme 68 chansons. He had composed something like 60 some odd and recorded most of them. And Mr. Adam Hébert could sing in a very high-pitched voice. And who more appropriate tonight to mimic Adam Hébert's singing very accurately. If you have any of his recordings, Adam has passed away now, but the last few years. But if you have any of his recordings and you get the next guy here to do it for you, you have a difficult time telling the difference. And so we want to make welcome Mr. Randy Vidrine. Step up to the mic. Randy Vidrine, toi tu parles français aussi.
Chassez.
Et tu viens pas de Mamou, toi, originellement.
Je viens de la ville plate.
La ville plate, OK.
C'est près de Mamou, non?
Près de Mamou. Randy is a Lafayette resident now, but he's originally from Ville Platte and has been playing with all of these bands for how many years? Quel âge t'avais quand t'as commencé à jouer la guitare?
C'est 41 années.
41 années. He's not going to give his age, but he said he's been playing guitar for 41 years. So, and he's been singing probably before that. So this guy can actually do about 3 to 5 gigs a week as the primary vocalist on a D accordion or an E. He gets up in a high pitch. How his vocal cords have held up this long, 40 years of singing and still going on a regular basis is just beyond our comprehension. Mr. Randy Vidrine.
That's a secret.
Well, he's very talented and fortunate to have such a durable and a great voice box. Okay. Randy, you have something else you want to say?
No.
I'm
ready to play some music.
Okay, let's do it.
We got a lot of dancers out here tonight.
You betcha. Good night tonight. La vaste Bayou Teche, la prochaine chanson, a été fait recorder par M. Columbus Fruger, première fois, et la Nathan Abshire et Lawrence Walker, La vaste Bayou Teche. La vaste Bayou Teche. Bayou Teche is a very famous bayou that goes through a big part of Cajun country. It goes through Broad Bridge in St. Martinville and New Iberia and parallels Highway 90 all the way into practically into Morgan City out there. And it's well known for all kind of things, but that was named after that very famous bayou. Okay, we're going to... We're going to talk a little bit about a guy on the other end out there, Mr. Glenn Richard. Are you toi tu viens, Glenn? Tu parles français? Caro Crow, tu parles français un petit peu? Go to the mic. Tu parles français?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Mic's not on.
Okay, so he knows a few choice words anyway, just enough to get in trouble. So how long have you been playing music?
About 50 years.
About 50. That's a pretty good stretch. You've always played bass or rhythm as well and other instruments?
Pretty much bass.
Yeah. Who are some of the bands you've played with?
Did a lot of country music.
A lot of country and some of the other Cajun bands that you've played?
Dewey Balfa,
yeah. Okay, that's notable. All right. Mr. Glenn Richard on the bass. Cane Crow, Louisiana. A very very populous Cajun family name.
All these guys have been playing a long time, but they're not as old as it seems. They all started at 2 years old. You know?
That's right. They all started very young.
Really
that's
that
it.
Old.
That's it. Very
young.
Okay, we're going to do the Shamrock Special, and that's the Aldous Roget version. It was also recorded by Lawrence Walker, and then Nathan Abshire did it too, I think, in a Shamrock Special. Great two-stepping number.
Let's go do it.
Good dancing out there. Great dancing number. Great two-stepping number. Okay, now I think we saved a little bit of a surprise for the last interview. And we have with us, if you want to step up to the microphone, the fiddler named Henry Hampel. And Henry is, he's a transplant. And you're from where originally, Henry?
Larchmont, New York, 10538.
Wow. So I can remember probably at least 20 years ago when I first met Henry, and he was playing in a Cajun band up there, and eventually moved down to Southwest Louisiana. And you would not know it by his playing, because he's learned the music very, very well. And he also teaches Cajun fiddling and
yes,
done a lot of things that got involved very, very much. So he's very much an honorary Cajun, almost a pure D1 by now. You know, he's paid his dues, and he's done very, very well. Plays in lots of bands, too.
Yes.
Can you name some of the other bands you've played with?
I play with August Broussard, Don Fontenot, and Harry Trahan, among others.
Wow. A lot of good Irish names, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. And you're going to be... how long have you played fiddle? You started playing fiddle at a young age?
I started fiddle when I was 16. I received my fiddle for my 16th birthday. It was my dad gave me one on a whim.
On a whim.
And it's really no big secret. Today is my 53rd birthday. So.
Happy birthday, Henry Happel.
I've been playing for exactly, what is that, 37 years?
Something like
that.
Do I
have that right?